We've been doing the Ramadan project, which we give food every day during Ramadan to the refugees. So there's three sites. So I co-run that with another charity called Swan. And then we run a soup kitchen in Clapham South, in the Clapham Hotel. I was asked, can we do this? And I said, come on, Saika, we can do this together. This is our lovely food bank. Well, it's been given to us for free, beginning of kind of when the pandemic started. And one of our volunteers, it's her father's land. So he said, it's empty, use it. He made all these for us as well. And he kitted it all out. And most of everything's been donated. It gets full, it gets empty. And then it gets full again, and then it gets empty. We don't like to keep stock, because that's not what food bank should be. We like to make sure everybody has got their food. Any surplus that's left, it will go out in the next few days. We have Saturday soup kitchen. So we do get calls for home delivery locally, for SW17, so we can then just pick up what we have and then give. We've got lots of donations, money donations coming in, which means we can run other projects for families and people.
Community.
Yeah, people want to give. We've had one lady just this morning I was talking to, she's come from Stockwell. Single mum, doesn't have any income, not on benefits. A friend has put her up, but now the friend has said, you have to leave because she can't afford to keep her, because there's no money to help. Again, it's about food, isn't it? And bills are gone up. What I would love to have more of is drivers. That's what I'd like more of. And that's what we probably are doing another call out for, actually. We're doing another call out for drivers, because at the moment we have one driver who's having to do the pickups. And of course, people have gone back to work. You know, so it's a bit more difficult because of the timings of when collection and deliveries are coming and things like that. And then the offloading. Yeah. So I'm hoping we will get some more drivers. I mean, during COVID, everybody was on furlough, and so it was easier, and it was great. It was brilliant. But now everybody's gone back to work. Well, listen, I work voluntary for both my charities. I find it difficult to live. My husband's the only owner, and it's hard for us, you know. So it's really hard. You know, we find the cost of living has gone up, you know, tenfold almost. The guests that come, our beneficiaries, we have new people all the time. There's a young lady who just came up to me now and just kind of asked, can I come every Friday? And of course you can. Mm-hmm. Our donators, there has been less because they're finding it hard to donate. But it definitely has had a knock-on effect on how much people can give and do. So we have our rebel cooks and bakers, and we provide provisions. So we provide whatever fresh fruit and veg we get. So this is what we've got this week, what can you do with it? And they'll come up with something fabulous. We have some local restaurants who donate for free. We have the local Gurdwara, the Khalsa Centre, they donate on a Wednesday. We have Green Choi in Tooting Market, they donate Wednesday and Saturday. Then we have our rebel cooks and bakers who bake for us. But the cost of energy has gone up, so it's become less. We're looking for premises at the moment, so I've just seen a premise. It's not for a food bank, but it's more for where I can start doing a lot more creative work with guests and whoever needs it, because my background is mental health and that's my other charity. It's just local here. Yes, it used to be here because I was born here. I'm probably going to die here. I'd like to, if I can. But this is home, and this is our community. Because we can't look after everybody, but we can look after our community, which is the main thing. But yeah, so there's lots of workshops and things that I want to start creating for them, and I've seen somewhere, just trying to sort that out, and it's all about the money. I'm a psychotherapist by trade, that's what I do, and I've worked in the corporate world and charity field and everything, and then Mindworks UK, which is my other charity, was born about 8 years ago. It will be 8 years this year, actually. So we do low-cost counselling and psychotherapy. It's a contribution-based service. They all know about Mindworks UK. It's good, and we have people who can't pay, so from domestic violence to all sorts, people who are on low income, who they would contribute maybe £1 a week for the session, which is fine. It's about just the value of what you're receiving. Oh, I think this is our popcorn has just arrived. I'm going to come and have a look.
If we get the TV on at the back.
TV lady's here.
TV at the back. Oh, it's popcorn.
It's got Ollie's name on it.